and she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, and I am back to talk about Love Island USA from episodes 3 to 10. First, I just wanted to say happy Pride, baddies. Please subscribe and like this video so you don't forget. And a few things. We have an announcement of the Traitors US Season 4 cast. You may know that we talked about some of the rumors when it comes to casting earlier, and I filmed that with Quita Tinsley, who did our recaps last season. There were a lot that we didn't get right, but weirdly, some of the Survivor players are going to be on Survivor 50. Dorinda Medley is coming back a second time. So if you are interested in some of those cast members and our thoughts on them, you can check out that video. But we will be back to talk about the next season whenever it does come out. Other than that, I did want to acknowledge some things that have been in the news since I have been back. There's a lot of discussion about the protests in LA. I am actually from Southern California, and my heart goes out to the Latino community there. It just, California wouldn't be the same without them. So I am glad that the community is fighting back and are fighting back also with how the government's trying to use media to misconstrue them. So just wanted acknowledgement there, and also everything that's happening with Israel and Iran, or Iran, should I say. I am very much free Palestine, and it's just really heartbreaking everything that's going on. So yeah, shout out to everyone else who is also going through it while watching the news, trying to be supportive and trying to keep sane during all that while we're trying to be informed. But one of the escapes that we have is Love Island USA. So let's start talking about it. So my prediction about Bella being the first to go became true. I'm still happy with this pick. I know some people are really disappointed and rooting for her, but I just feel like she was not going to get there with Nick, and he wasn't going to work at her pace. So this was probably for the best. That means Nick is now coupled up with Sierra, and so far so good. I like this couple. I don't have any notions that they're going to be closed off or a real couple anytime soon. We learned some things about Nick in these episodes. I think he's for the streets. He sent 800 pictures, risky pictures, which came out in a competition or a challenge. His head has turned now every time new bombshells has entered the villa, but I don't blame him. It's still early days, but could be a red flag. The one huge red flag, though, is that he was okay with telling Bella that she was 50-50, 80-20, all these percentages right to her face about how he was feeling about her. And I know she was taking it as transparency, and he probably thought he was being transparent, but not every woman is going to be okay with that. It could be seen as very disrespectful. So I just don't know. I don't know about these two and where things are going to go, but they're both open and open to playing the field. So I like Sierra separately. I like Nick separately. We'll just see where this goes. And Sierra has options too. Sierra started getting to know the new bombshell named Pepe. He seems to really be into her and said that she is his type. But Pepe is like also spreading some seeds around. He's also into Hannah, who is a new bombshell herself. She is linked up with Charlie right now, but she's not trying to close things off real quickly either. So I'm loving the love squares that we got going on, and kind of balances out the intense relationship that Hoda and Jeremiah have, which I will be saving to the end. But I wanted to get Bella's exit out of the way. Next, let's talk about Olandria and Taylor, who are supposed to be our black country southern couple. I am not feeling this. I'm not feeling it at all, but I think Olandria is very smart because she has noticed that in that first matching ceremony, Taylor got up and stood for Sierra the bombshell after just a 10-minute conversation. She's like, oh, you must not really be feeling me. And also feeling very comfortable to explore. So that's my note. I think myself and many other women are like, yes, let's bring on another bombshell. But they took so long. So now Olandria is like, okay, we have a cool friendship. Where's the romance? Taylor has a conversation with his boy, Ace. Ace is like, she's not going to wait forever. Which, gamer, like, if he's not feeling it, he's not feeling it. And Ace could have easily told him, go explore. Instead, he's telling him, you should probably lock things down. Sir, you have known Shelly longer than Taylor has known Olandria, and you're not trying to lock anything down with her. So, why? Ace thinks this is Taylor's best shot in staying in. And I don't need Olandria to be anyone's best shot at anything. We finally get bombshells, and Jalen comes in. He is probably physically the exact opposite of Taylor, and he's also country. He's a trucker. This is a whole other level for country, and I am feeling it. I think they had chemistry in their beginning conversations. Taylor actually seems shook, so we'll see. I'm definitely rooting for Jalen over Taylor, just because I feel like he gives inauthentic, and honestly, I am like really wanting to save Olandria heartbreak and embarrassment if they play the clip of Taylor telling Ace that he's not attracted to her on movie night. Like, that's the worst. We have so many days to go before movie night, and I just don't want her to feel like she invested all this time in the wrong person who has been faking it to possibly try and win this show. So definitely crossing my fingers. Olandria continues to be amazing. Everyone keeps coming to her to ask for advice. Another thing that I think was, I want to applaud her for, is that when Amaya and Shelly got into it, she could have easily, like, given Ace all of the goss that he was wanting to give him information, like, prepare. She didn't do all that. She was like, actually, I'm not going to tell anyone's business, but I am going to give you advice, and that advice is to be transparent. Loved that. I think Ace is trying to be more transparent since that advice, so something landed. And honestly, everyone would be better off if they just listened to Olandria, in my opinion. Now, let's get into the Ace, Amaya, Shelly love triangle. Shelly and Austin have been coupled up since day one, but they are pretty open. Shelly has been open also to exploring things with Ace. They knew each other, or at least met, before the season in New York, but because they're long distance, I believe one's in New York, the other is in LA, so absolutely across country, they decided not to move forward with things. Now they're in the same villa. We've seen this story before. They like getting like misconnection peoples in the same villa. And Ace has been playing it cool. He's kind of shown what his mindset is to Taylor when he's talking of like, you don't want to do too much up front. That's how you make a girl like you. I like someone who will chase. Shelly does not chase. And Austin says as much after that coupling ceremony where Ace picked Amaya instead of Shelly. And Austin goes off. Now, when Austin went off, everyone started rooting for him because it seems like he knew Shelly more. But it's like, let's not give Austin too much. Yes, he absolutely is right. And knows that Shelly wants energy, and that's what Ace needs to do. I think after Ace got embarrassed by Amaya, he is absolutely switching methods. Some people think maybe Ace didn't pick Amaya because of producers. I don't know. I think it's still very possible he picked Amaya because there was some potential, but also I think he was trying to make Shelly jealous, and Shelly was not jealous at all after that ceremony. She was like, yeah, maybe I feel a little bit type of way, but I'm not going to go off. You're not going to see me sweat. And I love that. I think a lot of people were turned off by how Ace handled Amaya right after that ceremony, basically putting down boundaries. Here's my thing. I think he blindsided her. And I think when she said, you're giving player vibes, maybe it didn't make sense immediately to the audience. But to me, I'm like, he is being a player, though. Because I noted when they were talking in the beginning, she was very flirtatious with him. He gave no signs of like, oh, like, actually, I'm not trying to do all that. He gave her many compliments about her laugh, her smile. Yes, he said that he was open to exploring, never said who, and I don't think that's smart. You should, if you are in the villa, no one's going to blame you for Ori being interested in someone, so just say it. Instead, he decides that he's going to blindside Amaya with who he's feeling, and any woman would feel like a fool after that. It's embarrassing. I think Ace needed a little bit of a cussing out to act right. And I think he's absolutely in his feels. Anytime they're doing a challenge that they can shade Amaya, he's taking it. And it's like, if he didn't feel some type of way about her, he wouldn't be doing all that. So I think it was actually very ironic that he was mad at Hoda for her pieing situation after he had a high five every single man when he was called up for like, yeah, I am trying to like look for something more, or I am the most unhappy in my couple. It's like, okay, you want a pat on the back from every dude, but Hoda can't say you're obviously looking for something to come in. Okay, that's about it. Ace has been putting in the effort with the dates, so I am liking that. We'll just see where it goes. Shelly, one of the best things that can happen, my ideal situation is that she does couple up with Ace, Austin gets dumped, and then we still get a new man for Shelly. I still don't think that either of these guys are absolutely it for her. And someone pointed out that she does not kiss either of these men outside of challenges. So that also shows that she's not too moved by either of them. Cannot blame her. Anyways, let's get to, I want to talk about Charlie and Hannah first. This is a very new couple. I am writing for Pop Heist and I'm ranking the couples every week. And I said Charlie and Hannah are the cutest at the end of week one, just because they get the benefit of the doubt. They're the newest couple. It's so obvious that Charlie was like relieved when she walked in and he's into her. I do notice after some time though, Charlie really thinks he should have it in the bag and thinks he should just lay back. Because even with Hannah, when the new men came in, he, I think, was like kind of surprised that she was still open to getting to know other guys. And it's like, Charlie, what's it going to take for you to understand that you being British is not enough? You being tall and having dark hair is not enough. But we'll see. Our new guy, Pepe, is like, I'm trying to talk to her. And he's like, okay, but you can get out of this kitchen as I make this guacamole. So, Charlie's hardly a pushover. We see him talk a lot to Austin and also, like, supporting Austin during this whole thing. So, that also gives me a little bit of a cringe. I'm not a fan of Charlie, but we'll see. I think he has a good chance of making it far if he can keep Hannah's interest or another woman's interest, because again, it's early days and a lot of these couples are just not cemented. Now, for the bulk of this and the other half of this, let's talk about Hoda and Jeremiah. So Last time we had an episode, basically Hoda still hasn't told Jeremiah about her child, and they were moving really, really fast. From episode 3 to 10, I wrote down, Jeremiah made an interesting comment in episode 3 that Hoda doesn't let him sleep, which every reality show already keeps you sleep deprived. So much so that I think there was a girly from last season, not Andrea, but another bombshell who was Latina, who made it pretty far with Rob. She was like, there's no clocks or anything for them to be able to tell time. But she said multiple Islanders after the season were not able to sleep more than 4 hours. So that had to be the amount of time they were given to sleep in that villa. So they only have 4 hours of sleep. And on top of that, Hoda is talking through some of them. That's rough. That's rough. And in the same episode, episode 3, Jeremiah made a note that Hoda actually bit him, but it didn't leave a mark. And I'm like, this is all foreshadowing to that hickey later. Hoda told Shelly that she doesn't want to talk about her daughter right off the bat because people have used it against her. And I really wish she explained a little bit more of what she means by use it against her, because in the beginning, I was also like, Hoda, maybe, keep it close to your chest and everything. But as you keep it close to your chest, you can still suss out if a man is ready to be with a woman with kids by asking, do you have any kids in your life? How do you feel about children? Would you ever date a woman with a child? A person who is more wanting to be in denial about their situation would not bring any of that up. And it doesn't seem like Hoda brought any of that up. And instead, when she's about to tell him the truth, that's when she wants to bring up deal breakers. Ma'am, you guys have already done so much under the sun, and now you want to talk about deal breakers? Like, you could have had emotional safety by doing all of this work on the front end, but I feel like she really didn't want to know the answer. As much as Hoda says that she wants Jeremiah to be straight up and honest with her, she really doesn't, I don't think. Because it's scary. The truth would be so scary. But let's talk further. She said that she wanted to make sure Jeremiah's mindset was mature before she told him about her being a mother, which I still want to know, okay, what maturity did you see in him to, like, decide that this was the time? Now, she talked to Shelly about all of this, and I think Shelly was partially right and wrong. Shelly said that no matter when she tells someone that she's a mom, their reaction is going to be the reaction. It's going to be the same. And I think Hoda knows that Shelly's like partially not right, because when feelings are more involved, it's much harder to back out. It just is. Or you're going to be much more careful, because if it's a first date and someone tells you you're a deal breaker, it's going to be like, nice to meet you, but this just ain't it. It's going to be a lot harder when you now know so much more about a person and you guys have already toyed with saying you really like each other, and then being like, oh, but now you don't like me because I have a kid, and a kid is like so personal. Like, everyone loves their child so much, so it's hard to then reject a person who you know because of their child. Like, I think Hoda knows what she is doing is manipulation, because if she did it another way, he would have had such an easier out. There's been a lot of discussion about love bombing on the show and off. Ace basically tells Taylor, like, isn't it kind of weird they're kind of love bombing in their relationship? Taylor says, yeah, it is kind of weird. And before she told Jeremiah about her kid, she told him that she hoped whatever he'd say, that he'd stay true to his feelings, which I don't think was fair. Like, ramping up, I just hope that after I tell you this, you're going to feel the same. That's not for you to say. That's not for you to control. But she's already putting it out there of what she wants to happen, what's her expectation. And she does that a lot with Jeremiah in their conversations. She'll put out there what she wants out of it, go on and on, kind of railroading him before he can even say his first thought, and then be like, what do you think? She does this when they had the baseball challenge. Or after they had the baseball challenge, he had to kiss the bombshell. And she was like, oh, I could tell you weren't really kissing her. And you just had to go through with it. Da, 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 da. But you know, you tell me, did you kiss her? Like, she almost wrote a script for him to then feed it back. Because she wouldn't just want the answer of like, how was that kiss? There's a chance he could say he liked it. And she doesn't want to hear that, so she's going to tell him what she wants to hear. It's wild. I said, like, it's very unfair that Jeremiah can't just say his feelings. He has to almost be dictated it in order for it to go well. Because this girl crashes out emotionally a lot. It's really bad. Jeremiah said in his confessional in episode 4 that he always logically thought a woman with kids is a deal breaker. This is where that getting that emotional investment in order to manipulate paid off. Because he's flat out saying logically, this don't make sense. I know that. I knew what I wanted going into this villa, but I didn't have a chance to even be able to have all the information to be logical in this situation. No longer logical, it's purely emotional, and that freaking sucks. In a way, Jeremiah's giving up the desires of his life, of his summer right now. All of that's on hold for Huda's feelings and Huda's desires. And I think we're already seeing the resentment building in the later episodes because of that. Huda told Jeremiah that she isn't ashamed of being a mom, and I certainly think she believes that, but in episode 10, when Jeremiah brought up her being a mom after she's like, hey, you gave me undercooked pancakes, and I had to go into the kitchen with another man to fix that in order to have something edible, Huda deserves fully cooked food, first of all. She is not wild for needing that. She doesn't approach everything in a good way. And I think what really is a now new needle in their relationship is that she's comparing. She is comparing her relationship to everyone else's. Ace is starting to plan dates for Shelly, and Hannah and Charlie seem to be doing well. Everyone's getting breakfast. And after Huda and Jeremiah have been telling everyone we're the parents and we're such a good couple, she's actually been truthful with him and things could change. He told her in that conversation after she said, I'm a mom. He's like, well, things could change. I'll let you know. Which is like, Jeremiah, would you? Because this is an emotionally volatile person you've seen now. You're also on national, international television, so there's pressure of like, what will people think of me if I do put myself first in this situation? I don't think he would fully tell her, but also, I think Huda's like fully in denial as well, because Huda knows they're not closed off and that he has said that things could change. She told Shelly this. And she was like, he's conflicted after that conversation. But I think she thinks being physical with him will smooth everything over. The minute that they have a tiff, it's want to take a shower together or da da da. And he's just like, no, like there's real serious conversations we need to deal with. And she then really shuts down the minute he rejects anything physical. Because how else is she going to wiggle out of this? Because logically, he shouldn't be with her. And I think she knows that. So it has to be emotional. I think that when he threw back about the whole making of the breakfast, he says, you have a whole kid and I'm still processing that. That's when, if she was not ashamed of being a mom, that she could have been like, oh, really? yeah, I do have a whole kid, and what? And I still deserve fully cooked meals from my partner, and I deserve effort from my partner. If you are still really processing that, cool. We can back up. We can take some few steps back. But instead, she nearly cries and then storms off because she's upset. Yeah, she could have dragged him for that "you have a whole child" comment, but she didn't, because I think she knows, like, she is a little like, yeah, I'm a little embarrassed by this situation. That's why I'm waiting to tell everyone. And I think Jeremiah it's taking time. That resentment is building. But if she keeps on pressuring him, he is going to get meaner. And he will be like, oh, I could have had any bad girl in this villa, but you held back a whole child from me, so I couldn't pursue anyone else that would have met that criteria for me, and now I'm settling for you. Like, I think that's the undercurrent of their relationship. It's like, is he now settling for her? Because for her, he matches everything on her list. It's not the other way around. So it's like, you might get undercooked pancakes and he thinks you should be happy with that. That's wild. I do think Jeremiah should just end it, but I kind of get why he does it. And there's so many things Hoda's doing to make it harder for him to end it. So, one, she's isolating this man. His closest bud is Nick, and she was just like, well, you know, I don't want the other guys to know yet. And she always has her reasons, but the biggest thing is that he can't talk to his closest friends about this huge change in their relationship. And that means they get to have this secret and share the secret for a while, and she can still put her hooks in him with that secret. Like, that's so isolating and manipulative and dangerous. Now, I did clock that Jeremiah tries to get around it. He tells Nick and the boys kind of the next day of like, oh, she opened up about something and, you know, it didn't really make me change my feelings, but I don't know. He kind of painted it like we made this huge step together. But then Nick was able to later read Hoda for filth after that pie date. He's like, I don't think she's ever transparent, and she withholds things. And Jeremiah's like, withhold things? He almost did a jump scare. He's like, does he actually know about the baby secret? Like, am I looking like a fool? Does everyone else know? Like, you can almost see that, and he's like still trying to process it after that. And he's like, Hoda ain't slick. And also, I wrote down, this just shows that men are not that emotionally, like, unintelligent, as they will put, because the minute a woman is playing somebody, they have all of the words. They can find all of the terms, the words, the love bombing and all of that to identify something. And I was like, look at that. Look at Nick right now. So, after Nick says this, basically Jeremiah's shutting down, and I noticed that, you know, Hoda actually physically crowds him. She stands over him. She keeps trying to make him look at her, make him talk. She's like, now I'm going to pull you away from everyone to talk. Instead of giving him his space, maybe just taking a beat. She can't do it, though, because it just feels so emotionally unsafe to give Jeremiah any room where he can possibly leave. And there was a scene when they were in bed, and Hoda has told him that she is scared of people leaving. And that's totally fair. That probably comes from, like, a very traumatic situation. But also, people are allowed to leave. It's very dangerous if we get to a point in a relationship where it feels like everything's going to go to hell in a handbasket if someone leaves. And, like, Hoda's starting to talk a big talk because she pulls Amaya later to talk about the pancake situation. And she's like, I don't need this. I'll leave. And I'm like, Hoda, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, and I don't think any of those women believe you by how you are behaving. For some reason, you really need this guy in your life, to the point that so early on, below 10 days, you're talking about this guy living with you, being in the same house with your kid, and you don't really know him like that. Jeremiah tells Olandria that the big thing or reason why he doesn't want to close things off with Hoda is because he wants to meet the kid first. Now, I think that's too late. I do not think that you meeting the kid should then be like, are we doing this or not? I think you need to go in already knowing that you're going to be a stable person in this child's life. So I think he's wrong there, and I think Huda's wrong in thinking, and after however many days of sharing a bed with someone, they can live with me as I'm a mom. Like, we're not thinking about safety and care. Jeremiah is specifically thinking about himself of, like, I want to see the kid in order to make the decision. And Huda's thinking, I need to keep this man, so he should move in with me immediately. And no one's thinking of, what does it mean for a kid to be in the middle of this while these two people are still very unsure and not feeling stable in this relationship? Red flags everywhere. I do think the most aware Hoda is in episode 7. She tells Jeremiah that it's scary that Bella went home because she can't tell when men are being upfront that they're not feeling it. And Jeremiah has this look of like, what? And I think that he made that face because that's how men are common, because he's doing the opposite, actually, of what Huda's saying. And he doesn't like it. I don't think he enjoys that he is questioning his feelings for Hoda, but doesn't feel like he can say it. Or he's flat out telling her, I don't want to close things off. I'm not talking to anyone right now, but things could change. My feelings could change. And Hoda is blowing past all of that. He's still pressuring him in, like, group settings of, so are we closed off? So that means you're going to talk to other women. So it's just, it's so much pressure. And he's like, I'm going against what men do. And I don't even think that's in my best interest. And you still have the balls to say that to me. So that feels like the start of resentment between them. And Hoda, like I said in my short, Hoda, I think, starting to resent Jeremiah. She's like, look, you would have never been with me despite liking my personality, liking how I look and everything. You would have never talked to me or given me more the time of day just because I'm a mom. And therefore, I resent you because I feel like that's messed up. So honestly, both of these people don't like aspects of the start of their relationship, and it's coming out. It's very much coming out because on one hand, Hoda probably thinks a man who does not want to be with a mom is not mature. She talks about emotionally maturity a lot. And like, I'm on the fence of that. You're allowed to not want children. That doesn't make an adult emotionally immature. But Hoda had to. She decided to have this baby, so she had to at least mature enough to be like, okay, I'm 24 and I have a kid. It is what it is. So from her point of view, it's going to give immature. And she's going to have resentment because she's not allowed that. She has a kid. It is what it is. So it's very interesting to see this tension. It just keeps building, building, building. So many red flags here. I think everyone's voting for our new bombshell, Iris, to get with Jeremiah, to separate them, because I hear the line of thinking being, Jeremiah thinks the public wants them to stay together. And honestly, I also think Jeremiah thinks from the first conversation after she talked about the kid that they were on a completely different page, but together. And the different page was, okay, we're going to win this competition and then see what happens. And what did Hoda say in that moment? I'm not even thinking about that. Hoda's thinking, I'm in it to have like a husband or a serious partner move in with me after this. Jeremiah's thinking, let's win this show. Let's get this money and see if it's going to be beneficial for us to continue anything afterwards. But I think Jeremiah is kind of shocked that Hoda's actually taking this relationship for real, for real. She keeps talking about, so are we going to move in? So we're going to close things off. Like, I think Hoda really wants to leave the villa in a serious, committed relationship. That is, like, seems to be her goal. The minute those cameras aren't around, the minute that they're no longer in that villa, I think she's scared that she's never going to see this man again until a reunion. She does not want that. And Jeremiah is literally like, I just got to get to the finale. He's planning an exit strategy, and he's probably not going to make it after that pancake situation. He's like, girl, do you remember you just blindsided me with a kid? Are you good? He almost snapped out of it and been like, you better get with the program and start acting along with me. Because either you can go home and get a little bit of coin to bring to your daughter, or you can get dumped from the show. Like, I literally think that. I think he's putting on a little bit, and he just can't believe that Hoda is still genuinely thinking that they're in a relationship. But I don't know what's it going to take. Because having a very transparent conversation like that also doesn't get you to win. When he mentioned winning in that conversation, a lot of fans were like, okay. But it's like, seriously, what other incentive is there for this man to stay if it's not for the money and it's also not to save face? Because he just doesn't want to look like the bad guy and dump this single mom. Not much. I think she knows that, and I think that's why she acts out the way she does. The other isolating thing that Hoda did that I did want to mention is when, after the fallout of Nick saying he didn't think that she was genuine and those feelings weren't genuine and everything, Hoda not only crowds him, forces him to talk, she keeps calling it communication, but she says, your problems are my problems. That's enmeshment. People who are in a relationship with each other still have their inner world and their emotions. Someone else doesn't get to just take all of that because you have nothing. You have nothing for yourself, and that's all-encompassing and abusive. So I was like, oh no, she has fully lost it by talking to him like this. And then in the fallout of that conversation, she said, so you didn't defend us? You let someone say comments about relationship and you just let them? Oh, she basically told him, she's like, the next time that happens, you need to defend us. So you're basically telling him he needs to argue and fight with his friends. He doesn't even get a moment to process the comments, see if it really resonates with him in any way. No. You can't even think when a person outside of us says something negatively about a relationship. You have to just fight. And that's that us against the world-ish. That's also a tactic that abusers use. Not saying Hoda is. I think Hoda has been traumatized. I think a lot of the uncalled for things that she says to Jeremiah, like, you should eat all of your food because you're a man, and like, how she acts with women, immediately calling them bitches for things that they do or assuming that they're going to do something. Because don't forget, not only did she call Amaya a bitch and Iris, but she also accused them of, she's still going to pull you. She's not going to care that we're closed off. She's still going to pull you for conversations. She's not going to care. And it's like, why do you assume that this woman would not care about this man's wants and needs? Does that feel familiar to you? Interesting. Like, I pay attention to what Hoda says a lot, not because I think she's telling the truth. She lies a lot, or she doesn't even notice that she's talking out both sides of her mouth. But I do think a lot of her projection and what she does and what she thinks of how people operate. People are unsafe because they do da 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 da. That's when I'm listening. I'm like, oh, that's your worldview. In the end, I think a lot of people also, when they want to bring up all of this, all of the things that Hoda are doing, the rebuttals usually, well, Jeremiah Luft bombed her first. Maybe? I don't know. I did say in my first video that he was giving real red flags with that jumping off the balcony comment. But also, Hoda is doing a lot more than him right now. I'm seeing a lot of the isolation. He hasn't been like, you shouldn't go talk to other people. After he found out the secret, I don't think he's fighting anyone for her. But I think she's fighting harder for him because she knows that. So power has changed. And I think when we're talking about terms like love bombing and gaslighting, we also have to remember those are forms of abuse. And even if a relationship starts one way, if one person's enacting a lot of abusive tactics on the other, it's like that's what we have to pay attention to and talk about. It can't just be, well, it started this way. And it's like, and how is it going? How many more episodes have we seen of Hoda acting like this over Jeremiah? Instead, Jeremiah's just like closing in and becoming smaller and smaller. And like sometimes now he's lashing out. Now it's, you have a whole kid. Now it's, are you dead ass? Like, we'll see. He's definitely on the brink. I think if he gets matched up with someone else, he will get the hint and have an out. I don't know what Hoda will do, though, because it's not going to be easy. And men hate the hard way in getting out of things. So it's going to be a mess. Everyone wanted to make Amaya look like she was doing too much. Imagine. But those are my takes right now. You can let me know in the comments what you think, if you're still enjoying this season. I really do need more men to come in. It's still been super lopsided, and I'm ready for some of these men to get dumped. At least one or two get dumped from the villa. We'll see. Other than that, I am still covering Destination X and doing exit interviews. Actually, this last week, Janae Craig finally entered the show, and she's going to be a contestant along with Peter Weber, so that's so exciting. And please stay tuned for that. Again, like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. If you are on the podcast apps, please rate this podcast 5 stars. Tell a friend if you're looking for someone else who enjoys the shows that we talk about. Of course, we're talking about these reality shows through a Black queer lens, which you don't get everywhere. So, yeah. Other than that, baddies, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.